Figures released last night here show that almost 75,000 under-25s are now dependent on the pandemic unemployment payment, with almost 14,000 signing on for the payment in the last 7 days. That's an increase of 22.4%. Social distancing has also had a big effect on those attending universities and general socialising. Our reporter Cian McCormack has talked to people in their 20s from all over the country to find out how they've been faring.
It's been very difficult, even just a sense of hopelessness that comes with it. Like, it's quite hard to stay motivated and creative at home.
24-year-old Saoirse Garrett has no work because of the pandemic. Theatre is her profession. She says her life is on hold.
Your 20s are a time for doing things and hitting milestones, and this is the time where you explore the world and you advance your career, and it's been very hard to just sort of sit and feel like life is passing by without achieving those things that you thought you were going to achieve. I wanted to move out of home, I wanted to move away. Now I just feel like there's a pause and I don't know when that's going to end.
Sarah Canavan, who's also 24, is studying economics in Galway.
I moved to Galway for college and work, but I've kind of moved home the last few weeks.
She recently moved home to Killarney because lectures are now online. She also works part-time with a finance company remotely. So you move back home, is it because of the pandemic?
Yeah. It's just a bit more, not secure, but I think I feel like I have a less chance of getting at living at home than living with housemates. But like, I think a lot of people are saying they're just going to write off 2020.
For her, the positive part of the lockdown is having more time to work with the Irish Girl Guides.
I helped run a few camp at homes. We kept our units up and running via Zoom.
However, Sarah Canavan says COVID-19 and the restrictions have weighed on her mind.
I feel like a lot of younger people are getting very frustrated with it and they're looking for someone to blame because they feel like their life is on hold at the moment.
She also expects to lose friends over their actions during the pandemic.
After this, I almost speak to some people I know after because they kind of broke rules, they're kind of prolonging the lockdown and stuff like that. It's not even like small rules, it's just continuous breaking all, but kind of no kind of respect for anyone else, like that people who keep breaking the rules, that we're going to be in a longer lockdown because of them.
But to say you'll write off friends, it's a big statement.
It is, but I think, like, I do think that this level 5 came about because people are just breaking the rules.
Dean Murray from Ballymun in Dublin is expecting his college work placement to be impacted by the level 5 lockdown.
There's a possibility that for at least the first 6 weeks of placement, that's going to be fully remote, which could end up being difficult in terms of getting to know an organisation, getting to know the people who work there, the people who engage in the service, actually getting to do some work when it's going to be all virtual.
Anxiety is something 23-year-old Royanne McGregor is dealing with.
Like, I feel very tired and kind of down at the moment, so it's kind of hard to kind of concentrate.
Royanne is studying a master's in applied psychology in Cork. Her lectures, just like Sarah Canavan's, who we heard from earlier, are all happening online.
It's just a worry. Like, 6 weeks is a long time. 6 weeks at home, not seeing anybody is a long time. We don't know how long this virus is going to be around or how many lockdowns we're going to have to go through. And it's kind of like, will we ever, you know, get to that stage in our lives where we're meeting people or progressing into jobs and stuff. I just feel like young people are in kind of in limbo right now.
But the future may not be so bleak in parts for Saoirse Garrett.
After pandemics in the past, you go into a time like the Roaring Twenties, Renaissance type years where everybody's partying and creating, and so I would hope that in the coming years people who maybe have lost time now are able to make up for it.
A group of 20-somethings from Cork, Galway, Kerry and Dublin talking there to Cian McCormack, 7 minutes to 9.